Welcome to Strategy Station. We're a stop on your business journey to get motivated and to learn what you need to make money online. I'm Courtney, a business consultant and online marketing expert. And now that you're here, we're going to get you on track.
If you are out there comparing your business testimonials and the feedback that you get from customers, if you're comparing that to other businesses and seeing their testimonials saying, you know, just massive transformations and massive results and numbers and yada yada, like this person did that and this person made this much money, and you're kind of sitting there thinking like, oh gosh, does my business need to change because I don't have testimonials like that? Or like, should I be like changing what I do? No. I mean, yes, if you want to, but if you don't want to, if you love your business, if you love what you do, if you love the service or product that you create and provide for people, then maybe it's not necessarily that you're lacking satisfaction. It's just like this insecurity mindset has kind of latched on to comparing yourself to other businesses. And while exposing ourselves to other businesses is good and helps us learn, there's also a side of that where you're comparing yourself to something that's entirely different than your own. It's basically like if you're speaking Chinese and then you hear someone speaking Spanish and thinking, well, they're better at speaking than I am. They must be smarter. They must be something else. No, they're just speaking a different language. It's different. You have a business and they have a business, and it might be in the same industry, but it's a different business, right? So we're going to talk about that today. We're going to talk about how to feel the satisfaction and remember just how stinking amazing your business is and you are, and the service or the product that you provide to people, and remembering the greatness and kind of pulling your head out of the bubble that you may be in. It's really easy to get stuck in a bubble of just exposing yourself to other business owners in the same industry, in the same niche as you, and seeing everyone do the same thing and say the same thing. And suddenly it becomes like, wait, should I be doing that? Am I missing out on something? When really, you're just in the bubble and there's so much more outside of it. So we're going to kind of break down the bubble today and get you feeling good, get you feeling empowered, and get back on track and get focused on what you really should be paying attention to. So these businesses that are based on a metric of numbers, these are things like weight loss, muscle gain, income increased, debt lowered, customers increased, or sales increased. There's definitely many, many more. I just couldn't think of them off the top of my head. But the results that they provide for their customers can be measured with a number. And that is powerful. Don't get me wrong. When I say, yeah, my clients are making $20,000, $30,000 a month, they're making six figures, multiple six figures, they've been on stages, they've done TED Talks, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, those are big things to kind of like just drop and say, oh yeah, no problem. They did that, right? And I understand it's a huge deal. And it's also the client who did it, by the way. I just kind of assisted in the back. So it wasn't even me who did those things. But when you can say numbers like that, it's powerful. You know, for fitness coaches or wellness, nutrition, yeah, my client lost 100 pounds. It's like, oh my God, that's a person. That's two children. Wow, right? It has impact when they say that. And if you have ability to use numbers in your business as a metric of results, great, do it. I do it. I'm all for it. Go for it. But it's not the only thing. And even in my business, it's based around a metric of numbers, right? I'm, you know, business consultant. So ultimately, at the end of the day, my clients want to make money. They want to increase sales. And how are we going to do that? So it is based around that. There's also so much more that's happening behind the scenes, right? Like getting testimonials from clients that talk about me being a pillar of support, like that sentence, that phrase, I'm like, oh my gosh, really? And it humbles me every single time. Them feeling like they have a library of information in my head that they can fully access at any point. The things that they say that I'm not necessarily advertising are really the most satisfaction that I get, because I'm like, oh wow, I didn't even think of that. Like, you're seeing beyond just the money and you're seeing and feeling and experiencing a transformation, a satisfaction of the overall package that they invested in. So if your business is not based on numbers, so not like mine, and your business is based on satisfaction. So it's a metric of satisfaction. This means, how did the customer feel? How did the customer change? What transformation did the customer undergo? Are they feeling attractive? And this, guys, can be anything. It can be anything across the board. My gosh, if you sell food, if food is your business, then did you provide a delicious food item? Are they feeling full and satiated and energized after they ate? Or does it make them feel joy and make them feel like they're at home and like they're a little kid again? Yes, food can do that. It is that powerful. If you're selling jeans that help a woman feel curvier, slimmer, lifted up in the back, then you're going to help them feel attractive. That is what they're seeking out. Yes, they need new jeans, but the feeling that they get from their jeans is what's really going to satisfy them. If they feel like they're looking good, then they're going to love it. And that's gonna be their favorite pair of pants ever, because they feel so good in it, the feeling. And yes, it could be like, wow, these feel really soft. But it's also, how does it make me feel is the result. That becomes the metric. And it's just as powerful. It's just as important as a number-based metric. So what I was thinking, the good analogy, you guys know I always have these weird analogies, but the analogy that I was thinking is, if you're driving down the road in the country and you're going apple picking, and I know it's the wrong season for apple picking, but just bear with me. On the right side of the road, there is a farm that says, we have sold 1 million apples. Come in today, see what it's all about. On the left side of the road, directly, same kind of buildings, same colors, same everything, but instead, their sign says, we sell the apples that are gonna make you love fall. Or, this is the apple orchard that your grandma used to pick apples at. Or, these apples make the best pie you'll ever have. You know, things like that versus the apple orchard has done well at sales. Which one is more attractive to you? If you're buying apples specifically, if I'm buying apples, I'm going to go to the one that the grandma picked apples at, because if grandma picked it, grandma had to like know what she was doing and they had to be good. And also that makes me feel close to my family. So let's go left. I'm going to go left. Some people might go right because they're like, wow, that's a successful apple orchard, 1 million apples. But I mean, I'm not really interested in how well the business is doing. I'm interested in, how's it going to make me feel? Are these apples going to taste good? Do I want the best pie ever? Which is funny because I really don't like pie for this analogy, but we're going to go with it. So I hope that makes sense. I wish you were in front of me so I could be like, does this make sense, you guys? And you could tell me. But it's just as important to your customers about the way that you help them feel through your product or service. It really is. And if you're in the bubble in social media, just exposing yourself to other business owners who are metric based on their numbers, this is your gentle reminder to pull out of it. Pull out of it, get off the internet for a while, stop learning from other business owners for a little while until you can clearly approach it by way of studying it and not thinking, what am I lacking compared to this? And realize that you're not wrong and they're not wrong. It's just a different business. They're speaking a different language. You speak this language and they speak that language. The result of it is different. And both are equally as important, equally as good. But in order to have a successful business online, it doesn't require you to have these number-based results for clients. Like, the only way, you know, I think a lot of people get stuck in the idea of like, the only way you will be successful or be the best, quote unquote, because a lot of entrepreneurs have this need to want to be the best in some sort of way, and thinking, well, the only way I'm going to get there is by having clients that are making more money, or by having people lose more weight, or by getting people out of more debt, more, and thinking that success comes with the numbers, right? What you can do for clients is, you know, how powerful you are as a business owner. And while there might be some truth to that in certain ways, it doesn't discredit any other type of business. Because if you tell me that that's going to be the best apple I've ever had, and those jeans are going to lift that booty up, and then talking to you is going to make me feel so loved and safe in this world, I'm putting my money on that. I'm going there. That's how I want to feel. And so the marketing of putting big numbers out there is sexy. It's attractive. It gets a lot of attention, and it works. And it's not a bad thing. It's just, make sure as a fellow business owner, you're not getting sucked into the marketing tactics of other business owners, right? If you're getting sucked into the marketing, you're not staying on your own business. And this happens to me all the time too. Other people's business marketing skills and copywriting is really good. And it is made to make you think like, oh gosh, why don't I have that? Maybe I should. Maybe I should go over there, right? It gets you thinking. Remind yourself that you're just a different apple orchard. That's like the silliest little analogy ever, but it's so adorable and gentle. Anyway, you guys, I hope this was helpful. Just to give you a reminder, you are amazing. You are powerful. Your business is helping people. Your business success is not always measured by the numbers, by the income. It's measured by how it makes you feel. If you're feeling good, if you love what you do, if you are proud to say, this is what I sell. Look at this. Look at what I did. Look at what I do. Look at what I get to help with. And that is where you'll find your satisfaction with your business. I'll talk to you guys soon.